ध्यायामोदवलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। After saying that, Janaka and others have attained moksha through karma, Krishna also said that loka sangraham eva api sampashyan kartum arhasi. So only with respect to loka sangraham. So here he is clarifying that loka sangraham as to what exactly is welfare to the entire world, or social good for the entire world. That is being explained, that is being clarified in the next shloka. Yad yad acharati shreshtah,
yad yad acharati shreshtah,
tattadeva itarojanah,
tattadeva itarojanah,
sayat pramanam kurute,
स्वयं प्रमाणं कुरुते,
लोकस्तदनुवर्तते,
लोकस्तदनुवर्तते।
सो यद्यत् आचरति श्रेष्ठः, श्रेष्ठः, ए पर्सन लाइक हु इज इन दैट स्टेट, इन दैट गुड स्टेट ऑफ ब्रह्मन, इन दैट पर्टिकुलर स्टेट, व्हाट एवर ही डू, यद्यत् आचरति, व्हाट एवर ही इज डूइंग, तत्तदेव, दैट अलोन, इतरो जनाः, अदर पीपल follow. So whatever he does, other people follow it. Therefore, and because sayat pramanam kurute, sayat pramanam kurute, that such a person, whatever pramanam he creates, whatever rules, whatever laws he creates, lokah tat anuvartate, lokah, the entire world, tat anuvartate, they follow it. Since whatever the Sreshta Purusha does, whatever rules he sets, people follow, the entire world follows. Therefore, such a Mahatma, such a Jivan Mukta will be doing good actions for the welfare of the world. It's a kind of role model or ideal person. So whatever such a person does, that will be followed, and it is for that reason that most of the Jivan Muktas, most of the avataras, they do good actions. They do actions, though they don't need anything, still they do actions. Like Mahatmas, like Amma, perform actions. They show as to what is dhyanam. They show us like what is bhakti, what is bhajan, singing bhajan, what is chanting of Lalita Sahasranama. They show it, they themselves follow it, and thereby they show us, because that is that we follow what they do rather than their words, rather than trying to imbibe their teachings. We just merely follow whatever they do, and therefore such Mahatmas like Amma do actions, good actions, so that other people like us will merely imitate it. So imitation is like very common in the world. People of the world imitate quite a lot of things. Advertising itself, advertising media itself is based on imitating, the skills of imitating or trying to make people imitate. So that's how they do it. So similarly, like with all actions, it is the same case. Therefore, Mahatmas like Amma, knowing that people will imitate them, they do actions. Though they don't need any actions, they don't need to do any bhajan, they don't need any bhakti. Amma doesn't need to sing bhajans and take her to an elevated state, crying Amma, 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 and thereby like inducing or bringing in the power of Devi into her, because Devi is always present with Amma. Amma is always Devi, but still she does it. She sings bhajans, she lets herself go into an intoxicated state by calling out the mother's name again and again in order to show us, in order to make us also imitate the same thing. We will imitate whatever Amma is doing, and thereby we will also do bhajan. We will also try to call out Amma's name. When we call out like with earnestness, initially it will be without any real desire, but slowly the desire will come inside us, and when that comes, when we call out, when we do the same with real desire, when we do it with real thirst, then we will also get the fruit of Devi being, Devi coming to our body, which means Atmajnanam will arise. So that is the reason why these Mahatmas, they do action, though they don't need any action. Yes, tu atmaratireva syat atmatriptascha manavah. He is like content with whatever is there with him. Mahatmas are jivan muktas, the people like who are content in the Atman. Therefore, they don't need to do any action. They don't have any purpose of doing action. But still, if we see any Mahatma doing action, the only reason we can say is that it is for Lokasangraham. It is for welfare of the entire world. Welfare of the entire world by setting an example. So the condition here is if we see those Mahatmas as doing actions. So a person who doesn't do action, a person who doesn't perform any action at all, like Ramana Maharshi, we cannot say such a Mahatma is not a Jivan Mukta. It is only the other way around. If we see Mahatmas as doing actions, in that case, in such a case, we can say that they do action for the welfare of the world. We cannot say that a person who does action for the welfare of the world, such a person is realized, because there are many social, like people doing social service, but still they are not realized. So they are far from realization. Therefore, it's not the opposite. It's Krishna is here only trying to answer the objection or the doubt in the mind of those seekers who think that these Mahatmas, why are these Mahatmas doing action? So that is what Krishna is trying to explain here. And all such explanation will be only at the Vyavaharika level. So though we can say Loka Sangraham, they will be setting rules and all, that's only applicable at the Vyavaharika level, because Krishna himself has negated karma. So the moment we negate karma, there is no good karma, there is no bad karma, there is no acharanam, there is no acharam, there is no pramanam, there is no loka sangraham when the lokam itself is not there. The moment karma is negated, all of these vanish. It is only for those people who are interested, or like who want answer to their question of seeing these Mahatmas as doing action. So the twofold purpose of Krishna telling here is, one, that to Arjuna that you cannot escape from karma. It is not karma that binds a person, it is attachment to karma that binds a person. And in order to do that, like Krishna is telling, that Mahatmas also will do. That is one thing. And the second thing is, for those who want answers to Jivan Muktas or Mahatmas like Janaka doing action, as to why they are doing action, it's that is the only purpose. Like, we shouldn't stick on to this particular statement. There are many, many people like who just stick on to this this particular statement. Many sannyasis stick on to this statement, saying that this is one of the greatest statement of Gita, that whatever like a role model or an ideal person will be doing, people will be following. This is something which is very great. People consider it that way. That is not how it should be seen, because at a later point and a previous point as well, Krishna has negated karma. Whenever karma is negated, it doesn't matter whether it is a Jivan Mukta doing karma, it doesn't matter whether it is a Ajnani doing karma. It also doesn't matter whether a karma is being done with a desire, or whether karma is done with a loka sangraham in mind. So all of those don't matter the moment karma is negated. So this is only a Vyavaharika level statement. There are Mahatmas like Ramana Maharshi who have done no action at all, but still they have been role models. So it is not action that really determines, but still For a person who has such a doubt, for at the Vyavaharika level, that is an explanation which Krishna gives. We shouldn't stick on to such an explanation and say that we should learn from Amma. We should learn from Amma's action. Yes, we have to learn from Amma's action, but still that doesn't mean Amma is doing action for the welfare of the world, because any Mahatma or any Jivan Mukta, if he is a Mahatma or a Jivan Mukta, he will internally be following asangatvam. Asangam will be there, like he will be detached to karma, which we can find even in Amma's case, in from Amma's heart, like where we can find that Amma is detached to everything. Amma knows that the world or karma itself is mithya or unreal. So that is what is the state of the Mahatma. If we ask any Mahatma, that is what we will get. And since those Mahatmas themselves believe that there is no karma at all, therefore there is no real point for us to just stick on to this particular statement or the previous statement of Krishna about Loka Sangraham. Loka Sangraham is only for people who have the doubt, as to why these Jivan Muktas are doing karma. Krishna could have directly said that there is no karma at all, why are you bothered? But that is something which cannot be apprehended by Arjuna at this level. Therefore, slowly Krishna is taking Arjuna to a higher level. So, but even in this chapter itself, Krishna has said about karma, or a person not getting attached to karma, asakta karma. Whenever asakta karma is done, there is no karma at all. When asakta karma is done, there is no karma. If there is no karma, then what to speak about a Jivan Mukta doing karma or a normal person doing karma? Another reason we can say, like the third reason we can say as to why Krishna is mentioning this here, is that Ajnanis shouldn't think that they are realized and thereby do all sorts of karmas. That is what that is not what is really required. So that is what, like Sureshwaracharya calls as Yateshta Charanam. Person will go on doing whatever action he wants to do, thinking that he is realized. Such a state, like such a misery, shouldn't befall a seeker, a sadhaka. That's also the reason why Krishna tells that Mahatmas, we have to follow from Mahatmas' action. So this doesn't mean we shouldn't follow, we shouldn't learn from Mahatmas' action or Amma's action, but just that we should remember that karma is mithya. We have to learn to an extent about from these Mahatmas, but remembering that this karma is also mithya. So the reason is that, like, one is Arjuna. Arjuna wanted to escape from karma. Krishna wanted to show that there is, you cannot escape from karma. You only have the option of being detached to karma. And second is as to why the doubt as to why these Mahatmas are doing action. Are they really doing action? Why they are doing action? For such an Ajnani, a temporary solution, a temporary answer. And as well as the third case is that because we shouldn't, a sadhaka shouldn't enter into Yateshta Charanam. Because of these three reasons, Krishna is explaining such a way. We'll continue in the next day. I'm sure.